Here's the guy I was just complimenting, Frank Payton. Frank is involved in this raffle with the Delaware Spartans. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Dan. I woke up to people texting me and saying, hey, you need to talk to Dan. He needed some raffle tickets.
Yes. How can I get tickets for the semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun or the 22 pistol?
You can just go on to DelawareSpartans.com, click on the 13U raffle, and you can reserve your raffle tickets right there.
How did you get so lucky as to have somebody publicize this by complaining about it?
They reached out to us. They wanted to get our perspective on it. My perspective right from the get-go was nothing to do about guns. It was setting our raffle apart from everybody else's raffle and catering to those that wanted to support our team. And people, all the parents know their audience very well, and they knew who they needed to go to. So were they going to go and sell purses, or did they want to go and sell the prizes that we have on the raffle?
So who reached out to you, the News Journal or the Delaware Coalition Against Gun Violence?
News Journal reached out. They said that there was somebody that thought our raffle was distasteful. And, of course, we feel bad that, somebody would think that. But in the same sense, we're following all local and federal, laws and making sure that somebody legally obtains it. After the News Journal thing went, there was a definitely an influx of support in raffle tickets and everything.
Sure.
And the next morning, where we thought things were dying down and everything, we woke up and saw raffle tickets or requests coming in from 28 states in the country. The furthest ones, North Pole, Alaska.
In other words, they learned about this. They're enthusiastic about the raffle and wanted to support you by buying tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is great. I mean, this is great for the kids. I mean, we're not here to advocate for gun rights one way or the other. This whole purpose is to help kids, be able to enjoy travel ball. Travel ball is a very expensive thing to be in, and it should be for anybody that can afford it or can't afford it. So this is why we do the raffles.
I'm with you. DelawareSpartans.com, and you can get tickets online, right?
Yep. And then we're in the process of handwriting them, taking pictures, and sending them out to everybody. We're probably going to be doing this right up to the raffle,
which is December 18th. And you're going to try and do the drawing on Facebook Live. And I noticed there's a lot of people are surprised that Facebook is going to let you do it. We'll see, right?
Yeah, we'll see. If not, it'll be live on DelawareSpartans.com.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Frank, keep up the good work. Good for you guys. All right, take it easy.
All right, thanks, Dan.
I'm sitting here wondering if it's made-up news, like if there really was somebody complaining, or did the news reporter decide, I'll call this group and get her riled up, and then I'll call the other group, and I'll have myself a story. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but anyway, there you go. It happens. But you know what? Bottom line, DelawareSpartans.com. $5 each, 5 for 20. Semi-automatic 12-gauge with 5 and 10-round magazines. First prize, Eternal Arms Bull Pup. That's what it's called. The Eternal Arms Bull Pup. And second prize, the Heritage Rough Rider 22 pistol. It's not my cup of tea. I mean, I'm more of the semi-automatic 12-gauge guy, but that's cool. Good luck. Thank you. Frank Payton, great guest. And I hope you people are telling it straight, when you were texting Frank Payton that I was all about it. I guess you were, because he knew I wanted tickets. 302-839-1059.